Broadcasting System presents I Love a Mystery. Adventure thriller,
Temple of Vampires. Midnight, high on the ledge above the floor of the Temple of Vampires, somewhere in the jungles of Central America. Jack and Doc Long are facing one of the strangest, most hair-raising moments in their experience. They're out in the center of the temple, each clinging to separate ropes 50 feet in the air. There is no chance for them to swing to the high ledge where Reggie is guarding the boy Hermie, the girl Sunny, and the captive vampire priestess Angelina. There is only one chance for Jack and Doc to climb the 50 or 60 foot rope to the ceiling of the temple. While they're attempting this, Reggie, unaware of what has happened to his two comrades, is having difficulties of his own in the doorway of the priest's cell high on the ledge. Sonny was still unconscious, and the vampire priestess pretended sleep. Reggie was sitting on the stone bench in the dark, talking softly to Hermie. Suddenly, he became uneasy, arose to his feet, and tiptoed to the door of the cell. As he did so, a fist struck out of the dark, staggering him, and he clenched with the unseen enemy.
Run out on the ledge!
See? That is good.
You mean one of us is going over?
And one is you!
Didn't do it, did you?
Now I'm on top for a change.
You will die on floor 4 below, crushed like eggshell.
Well, I'll believe it when it happens.
See? It will happen.
Well, try this on your... That's what you get for sticking your chin out. I'll drag you back into the cell. There. Another chicken in the coop.
Reggie?
Huh?
Is that you?
No doubt about it, Hermie. We met the enemy and he is ours.
I don't want him.
Well, we have him. We're going to keep him, too. He has a nice long cord around his middle to tie him with.
Who is it?
Well, in the dark, it's hard to say. But I think he's our old friend Manuel. We'll see as soon as I tie him up. Hey, have we got a flashlight?
Jack's got one.
Oh, I know that. You haven't got a piece of paper in your pocket, have you?
I haven't got any pocket.
Hmm.
I ain't even got any clothes.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting in the dark. The original loincloth kid.
Are you tying him up?
As a matter of fact, job's nearly finished.
Gee whiz. I wish I could get some clothes before Sunny wakes up.
Why do you wish that, Hermie?
Hey, she's awake.
Hello, Sunny. You back with us?
Apparently. Where are we?
Hey, you better lay still. Reggie's tying up a guy.
Tying up a guy?
That's quite. And the job's complete. Now then, I'll strike a match and have a look at this chatty we just captured.
Oh, there's so much I don't know.
Uh-huh, so it is, Manuel.
What's that?
That's right. I've just tied up the high priest himself.
That is not true.
Who's that?
That's Angelina, the high priestess.
You have not got Manuel.
You don't think we have?
No, I do not think so.
Well, he'll wake up in a minute and he can tell you himself.
Where are Jack and Doc?
Still over on the other ledge. Jack brought you over and then went back.
Well, what time is it now?
Just past midnight.
Goodness, what a lot can happen in 3 hours.
Mm. Well, I wish Doc and Jack would get back. How do you feel?
All right. Hey, Reggie.
Yeah?
I've never seen Angelina yet. May I?
If you want to, but it'll have to be by the light of a match.
That'll do.
What do you do?
Sunny won't look at you.
So?
Hello?
I kill you.
Angelina, you're really beautiful.
You are blonde, no?
That's right.
No blonde woman is beautiful.
Oh, is that friendly?
I am more beautiful than you.
Yes, I think you are.
Where is Hermie?
Over on the other stone bench.
tell Hermie to come here.
You hear that, Hermie?
What did you say?
Angelina wants you.
No, I don't like her.
He doesn't like you, he says.
But it's not true. I give him figs to eat.
Girl meets boy. Girl gives boy figs. But apparently girl doesn't get boy.
Mm-hmm, she does not. Now then, let's see what's happening to Manuel. He should be coming around.
Got another match?
A whole box. Well, hello there, Manuel. You're awake, huh?
Si.
Hello, Manuel.
You say hello to me?
Sure. You're a rat, but what the heck?
Look here, Manuel. How did you get over here?
Over here?
Over on this ledge. Last we heard from you, you were on the other ledge.
Very secret passage.
You mean you really don't need a rope to get up on that ledge?
That is true.
Well, now, isn't that interesting?
Tell me, where are those other two?
And the two? You mean Jack and Doc?
See.
They're still over on the other ledge.
But I did not see them over there.
Just the same, that's where they are, and I wish they'd get back.
Reggie?
Hmm?
Are you sure they're over there?
Of course I'm sure. I was outside when Jack swung out.
It's funny, Manuel didn't see them.
What do you intend to do with me?
Hold you right here until Jack and Doc get back.
I do not think they will come back, ever.
You'd better forget that sort of talk.
Yes, what do you mean?
They will not come back.
They just better had.
So?
Yes, because if they don't, I'll pitch you and your girlfriend off this ledge, and don't think I'm not the man who can do it.
They will not come back.
You'll start praying that they do, if you know what's good for you. An eye for an eye is how we play the game.
Jack?
Yes?
I gotta rest again.
All right.
How much further do you think we gotta go?
Up 10 or 15 feet, I imagine.
Yeah. My hands and arms ache like toothache.
Yeah, my hands are getting numb.
We must be about 80 or 90 feet up from the floor.
That's pleasant.
Well, what do you say, Jack?
I say that's a pleasant thought.
Oh, yeah.
Well, shall we try it again?
Might as well.
Doc.
Yeah, Jack?
Gotta rest again.
You and me both. Made about 5 or 6 feet that time, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I got me a system of wrapping a rope around my leg, so as I can kind of sit down and rest.
Yeah, it helps.
I sure hope there's some place for us to go when we get up there.
There's got to be.
Well, there better be. I don't like being 100 feet up in the air with no place to go except straight down.
Well, let's go again.
Okay. Hey, Jack. Jack.
Yeah?
We must be almost up. Our rope's getting a lot steadier.
Yeah, I was beginning to feel it.
It's hardly swaying at all. Must be only 5 or 6 feet from where the rope's fastened to the ceiling.
Should make it on our next try.
Son, them's the best words I've heard in years. Feel stronger already.
Well, let's go then.
You bet, too. Hey, Jack, Jack, I'm touching it. I'm touching it.
Good boy.
And how about you?
Wait a minute. Yes, yes.
Can you tell what the rope's fastened to?
Seems to be some kind of a rock beam.
Yeah, same here. Well, now we're up what?
Get up on the beam.
Yeah, but how?
Swing our legs up and hook them around the beam, I guess.
Oh, that's great.
What's the matter with that?
And there we are, hanging head down, 100 feet up in the air.
Well, I'm gonna try it.
Well, you watch out, fella. You ain't allowed no mistakes up here.
Don't be so optimistic.
Well, look out below. Here I go.
Keep a grip on the rope.
Hey, hey! Hey, Jack. What's that?
Sounds like an earthquake.
Boy, did this old temple sway.
Are you all right?
Yeah. It's a well place to watch an earthquake from, too.
As if we didn't have enough trouble without that. Hey, hang on. Hang on, Doc.
Man, oh man.
Doc, are you all right?
I'm still hanging on, if that's what you mean. Well, what happened?
Part of the roof fell in.
And here we are hanging to the rest of the ceiling like a couple of flies.
Adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York, with Mercedes McCambridge as Sonny, Louis Van Ruten as Manuel, and Sarah Fussell as Hermie. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.